from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the phone line now and talk to our guy, former All-Pro Sean Merriman. He is courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated Super Bowl, conference, division, and award odds, plus win totals for each team, week one lines, and a plethora of fun props on every single game. All right, Sean, we appreciate you joining us. I'm curious this from you right off the bat, is seeing as the season has started, a lot of people have a lot of hype has been around the Texans. Do you consider and see this team as a legit Super Bowl contender?
I do. And I'll say this. You know, coaching matters. And they got a hell of a coach down there who, you know, played during my era. And that mentality that he's brought there, you can tell is trickling down to the rest of the team. And not just being tough, but also being able to communicate, relate. All those things matter in the coaching days, especially with these younger guys. When you got a coach Stroud, man, it's you got a chance. You know, he got Stephon Diggs down there. He has Dale, Mock, the running back down there, Joe. You know, so they're low offensive line, Tensel. I think they had a real shot. The only thing that I would say for them this year could be a concern is they're not flying under the radar anymore. That's the biggest issue they're going to have coming into this year, where no one's coming in into that game expecting these guys not to be able to play. They are coming on, they're strapping up their chin, and they're pushing on their cleats knowing that they're going to have a dogfight. So it's not going to be the same wins that they had last year, but I definitely see those guys as a contender.
Sean, you mentioned some of the win now moves that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans made this year, right? And I believe the story of this season is, can those win now moves offset going from a last place schedule to a first place schedule? I want you to speak directly to the significance or the weight that it carries, if you will, of an organization that's going from, again, that last place schedule versus that first place schedule that's full of again, teams that at least have Super Bowl aspirations at this point.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a mentality shift, and I've seen that happen. I've seen you come into a program and an organization where guys are just used to losing, and that happens from the top. And when you don't have the correct leadership, you know, D'Amico Ryans coming in with that, his attitude, not only a player because he had the knowledge, but the ability, and I want to make sure that, you know, I reiterate this, the ability to relate and get the most out of your guys. That's his biggest attribute. That's his biggest attribute, to get those guys to believe in what he's saying and they'll run through a wall for him. If you can do that, plus you got talent, you can change the mentality of a locker room pretty quickly. We've seen him do that already. He's doing that now. Now, obviously, that division is better this year. I'll say this, that, you know, they're not going to sneak by anybody no more. We all know about C.J. Stroud. We know about Dale now, Stephon. We know what they got. And so now they're not coming under the radar. So they have to be ready to play 100% week in and week out.
All right, Sean, that's the second time you've said that. And many times I work with an ex-player all the time, and there's some things that maybe fans or listeners aren't always taking it in as a big deal in the league. That's the second time you've said that they're not sneaking up on anybody. From your experience, what is the difference in that? Because I think that's an element that I don't know if a lot of people are taking or putting a lot of weight in.
Yeah, it's all about what you put on film, right? And, you know, I had this talk with Micah Parsons a couple years ago before he came into last season. I said, dude, you're not sneaking up on anybody. People know you now. They got film. People got film on C.J. Stroud. They know what he's capable of. They know that he can take over a game. Dell is not, you know, sneaking up anybody. Now everybody knows Stephon Diggs. We know what kind of coach D'Amico Ryans is. They're not sneaking up on anybody. So now the mentality has to switch that we're going to get everybody's best effort week in and week out. And if they can stand up against that, they're going to come out of that division again and put up big numbers and have a lot of wins also.
Sean, I'm glad you said that. I just went on air here and disagreed with the general manager of the Texans this morning about – he made a comment that, you know, look, that whole – they got film on guys now and you blame a sophomore slump on the film and all that. It's really not that big a deal. I just respectfully disagree, especially when you're talking about C.J. Stroud. You being an elite – one of the most elite pass rushers this league has ever seen, right, and playing with some really good defense. In your mind, when you look at this Texans offense and you saw C.J. Stroud playing a almost a Brady type of quarterback where he's just getting the ball out, I mean, so quick, and he's always going to the right place, don't you think that defenses and even pass rushes to a certain extent are going to at least, and I don't know if it's going to work, but they're damn sure going to adjust based on what they saw last year from C.J.?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think that's C.J. Stroud, one of his biggest and best abilities I think he has, especially being that young, is his decision-making. His decision-making has just been incredible because a lot of guys, especially when you're young, you get flustered, you know, blitzes and they, you know, kind of showing you different fronts, you know, hiking the ball late, you're getting, you know, kind of swamped, you make bad decisions. His decision-making has just been great for somebody so young. Now, people know they're not going to come in and confuse them. You got to line up and across the board and beat them. You got to play them. You got to put pressure on them. You got to stay in his face. That may not have been the case coming out this season because everyone's still looking at him as a rookie last year. And it is a completely different way you approach the game where you know a guy doesn't have that rookie mentality anymore. He can go out and he can actually hurt you. So I can't wait to see it. I don't believe in a sophomore slump. I don't think you can have an incredible season like a C.J. Stroud and it can be a fluke. I think he is legit as they come. But what he has to prepare for now is that he's not expected to be that rookie how people look at him on the defense side of the ball. He's going to get everyone best from week in and week out now.
Sean Merriman with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated Super Bowl conference division and awards odds, plus win totals for each team, week one lines, and a plethora of fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Props for every game coming up this week. Speaking of other rookies, they've made some win-now moves, but C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson were the other top three picks that they selected in last year's draft, and both of them were the offensive and defensive rookies of the year, just like you were defensively. And then that second season, you really took off as well with the Chargers. What kind of adjustments did you have to make in year two that maybe Will Anderson may have to do coming off of his rookie year?
Well, Will Anderson, you know, I've watched him since he was a freshman, you know, in college. And I was put onto him a long time ago, and someone actually called me. It was a beat writer down in Alabama said, hey, this guy, Will Anderson, looks very similar to you. And I said, yeah, right. So I started paying attention to him, and then over the years, he started to pick up some weight. He started to pick up a little bit more speed. He started to be more of an impact guy. Last year, a lot of his plays he made was on ability. You know, being one-on-one, he's big on Little with those running backs or fullback, running backs who are trying to block him. He's going to win those battles. The step that I want to see him this year is understanding formations down the distance, where the ball is lined up at, so you can start really narrowing down the plays that they're going to run against you. That way you can pick your ears back and go because he's so explosive. that when he gets off the line of scrimmage, no one can do anything with him. That's his biggest attribute. But once he understands the game of football and stop letting his athletic ability just take over, and he gets what he's doing out there, he's going to be unstoppable. And I already said that he was going to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year before the season started because he had that level of talent. Now this is the year that he really makes that jump.
All right, Sean, I know you're with us courtesy of Bet Online, and I'm curious. The big question is who's going to win the Super Bowl. Do you get the sense that the Chiefs are going to do what no team has done, win three consecutive Super Bowls? Would they be your pick to win the Super Bowl this year?
You know, it's so hard for me to go against the Super Bowl champs, right? You just don't. I think it's disrespectful. There are always a chance until someone dethrones them. But as you said, man, it is very hard to have that three-peat. And what happens is teams just get better. 2 years ago, the Chiefs didn't have to worry about the Texans. 2 years ago, the Chargers wasn't even on the site because of Brandon Staley and the coaching staff. And now the Chargers, are a real contender because of Joe Alt, these guys they draft in the offensive line, and Herbert and that defense. So if they do win the championship, I'll say this. They will go down, in my opinion, as one of the greatest teams that ever played a game. And not just because of the three-peat. It's that these guys continuously go out and win games that they're not supposed to. I didn't think they should have been in the Super Bowl last year, and they found ways to win. So I can't really go against them, but it is going to be a much difficult path to get there this year.
All right, Sean, we appreciate you joining us, and enjoy the start of this season.
Thanks, guys. And then also make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV. It's my new free ad-supported all-sports streaming service available on all major platforms, smart TV. So make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV out there.
All right, appreciate it. All right, that's Sean Merriman, again, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated Super Bowl conference division and awards odds, plus win totals for each team. Week one lines and a plethora of fun props for every game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.